1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Charity. What does this word mean, charity? It occurs a lot in the New Testament. And in preparation for this study, I looked into it a little more than I usually do. Because I realized I've been going with this word agape, which is the Greek word translated charity here, which we usually translate in the New Testament, love. I've been going with it according to the understanding I gained at some point in the past, and I realized I had some confusion about what it precisely means. I've said at times it is benevolent love, or as a sense of, one seeking the other's highest good, and I'm not precisely sure where I got those ideas. But the word agapo, the verb, means to regard with favor, or to make much of a thing, a person, or principle. And then, there are several words translated love in the New Testament, or similar words. There's phile, or phileo, the verb. Which phileo means literally to kiss, but also to be fond of, having regard to feeling as distinct to principle. Whereas agapo has more of regard to principle. It's the principle of love. And phile could be said to be sort of the demonstration of agape. Agape being the favor with which one regards someone or something. And phile being sort of the outward expression of that. To show the show of affection. The feeling of affection. As opposed to which can be actually... agape can include that idea of tough love, whereas phile doesn't really. Phile is the fondness, the feeling. Phile, feeling. I know there's no relation between the words, but. Number two, phileo, is never used of man's love towards God. That is always number one, which is agapo. Both are used of the way God loves us. Phile is said, in John 11, Jesus, he loved Lazarus. But not in verse 5 where the sisters are included. And you can do a word search on that. But... the Greeks had, philanthropia, philanthropy, the love of man, which in the Greek sense did not go beyond giving man his rights. It is used in a higher sense in the New Testament. And all these words, all the meaning that goes into it depends on the way in which we use it. What does love really mean? I guess I'm going into this stuff as sort of the under layer of what we're about to talk about. With agape, we have this idea of agape is spontaneous, and not having to do with rights, but having to do with principle. But not having to do with the feeling so much as the principle part of it. Love, therefore, in a high sense of what love is. So we have, love of principle and then love of feeling. But love of principle can also be spontaneous. So you can love someone on principle or something on a principle that is spontaneous, not having to do with feeling or outward affection, but just based on inner preference. Meaning... you may love I'm trying to, I want to come up with something that's meaningful here. You have love for a person. Like, I'll use my easiest example would be my wife. And I do have fond feelings for her, but that is not the basis of my love towards her. My love towards her is not a choice, but it is, because I don't believe, you can choose to love, quote unquote, in the sense of, you can love someone like your enemy. You can love your enemy, you can feed him, you can clothe him. And when it says love your enemy, you do those things for him. But you can't necessarily, you can show him love, but can you feel love? Can you love wickedness on principle? I don't think so. But now here I'm just beginning the chapter. I'm already wrestling with the idea of love. But I think we'll go into this with that bit of stuff thrown out there. And let's see what he has to say about it. And from the word, I'm sure I'll gain a little better wisdom on this. Love, in the way humans look at it, everyone defines it differently. If you love me, you'll do this. If God loved me, he would do that. People say all kinds of things pertain to love and the way they define it. And how God ought to love, how people ought to love them. And there's all kinds of ideas swirling around. Well, what is love? Aside from romance. Romance is an entirely different issue. I mean, if we look at love as just being favor or just benevolence, how do these things fit in? So I'm going to thinking on all those things. Now let's look at Paul has to say about it and see how that fits in with what we have already said and see if we can't temper our understanding according to the scriptures. So he's saying, and I'm going to, instead of charity throughout, I'm just going to substitute love, okay? We think of charity in terms of, just because today we think of charity, we think of, I'm going to give these clothes to charity. We think of it in terms of, it's when I give things away. And the love, that is sort of what they've done is they've taken what charity once was and they've sort of distilled it down to one aspect. Charity is an expression of love. Yeah, I mean, the English word charity as we use it today is an expression of love.